I want us to quickly get into the word this afternoon. Hallelujah. As we're standing, let's read Mark. Media, can you help me? Let's read Mark. Mark 5. Mark 5. Hallelujah. Now, can you give it from 30? Mark 5, 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched me?" There's a way you touch and you take. You must know the right way to touch. You must know what? The right way to touch. I'm married. I know how to touch. Ah, la bande vos. There's a right way to what? To touch. And then when you touch a woman right, she will feel it. She touched Jesus. It was not the regular touch. Remember the Bible said there was a press. Press means, that means there were touches, right? There were touches, there were touches, there were touches. But someone touched differently. Someone touched differently. I don't know who is ready to touch this afternoon. I'm touching already. I'm touching already. And see, this is so good. You can't touch without taking. When you touch, you go collect. Let's finish it. He touched me. Someone touched me. And he looked around about to see her. How did Jesus know it was a her? Because of the touch. You got it. Because of the touch. Hallelujah. I looked around to see her that had done this thing. So it wasn't a regular touch. The next verse. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her. My God. My God. She collected. She knew what. There was evidence. It wasn't a regular touch. Knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Something is happening here already this afternoon. Hallelujah. Can you give me the next scripture in Romans? We're going to read this together. Romans 8:32. Are you ready in concert? 1, 2, 3, go. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Say, I have all things. Say, I have all things. You're not saying it like you have all things. Say, I have all things. Say, I freely have all things in Christ Jesus. Father, thank you, oh God, for your message brings life and light. Thank you for the unction to preach and teach. Thank you for your presence is here, palpable already. Thank you for the great things you're set to do in this place this afternoon. Thank you for everyone lives edified and your name is glorified and the devil's terrified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You may please have your seat. As you're sitting down, tell your neighbor by your side, say, I have it. Now you've got to say like someone who really have it. Do you have it? Now tell the next person, say, I have it. I have it. I have it. I know I have it. I know I have it. I want to start by saying this afternoon that if salvation had a price, only a few could afford it. If salvation had a price, only few people in the world could afford it. If salvation had a price, it will be sold out. It will be sold out because the rich will buy it all up and hoard it. So that means you and I will have to queue to Elon Musk and get, oh my God. And you'll not even get the real thing. You'll get crumbs. You'll get crumbs. But thank God, salvation is free. Thank God I paid nothing for it. Thank God you paid nothing for it. Thank God we have it for free. And if you don't have salvation here, brother, sister, it is free. You can have it also. It is free. But the thing I want to point out is salvation is free but not cheap. We got it for free, but it's not cheap. Salvation did not cost God his best. Have you ever heard that statement? I gave my best. But best is relative. You heard that? Best is relative. You've also heard someone said, but your best was not enough. So in salvation, God didn't give us his best. He gave us his all. He gave us his all. He gave us everything. Everything he had. God gave us himself. God stripped himself. He gave us himself. Salvation is God in man. Salvation is the whole of God to man. He gave us himself. So it's not cheap. It is free, but not cheap. It cost God his own life. It cost God his own life. Because sometimes we tend to devalue what we get for free. We tend to undervalue it. Have you ever thought of giving something to someone and then you change your mind? You say, that guy, you know, go value him. Has that ever happened to you? You had something to give to someone, but then you looked at the worth and the value of that thing, and then you looked at the person you wanted to give. I say, no, this person will not value. That was what Jesus was saying in Matthew 7, that you don't give holy things to dogs. You don't throw pearls to swine, to pigs, because they don't know the value. But here's the good thing. Even while we didn't know the value, God still gave us his best. Even while we were not worth it, God still gave us his best. God was not looking at my condition. God was not looking at whether I had the capacity or not. He still gave us himself. That's why the Bible says, for God so loved the world, it is there. Salvation is there for your taking. It is there for all men, for your taking. Grace means God's riches at Christ's expense. So it cost God. It cost God his life, himself, to give us what we have today. Say, what I have is valuable. Say, what I have is valuable. I had something that I wrote down. I said, God packaged himself as a present to mankind. The cost of this present was his premium, priceless, precious blood. His premium, priceless, precious blood. Media, help me with Romans 3:24. GNT, Romans 3:24, GNT, Good News Translation. His premium, priceless, precious blood. It said, being justified freely. No, GNT, Good News Translation. Do you have it or should I read from? Good News Translation. It says, but by the free gift of God's grace, all are put right with him through Jesus Christ Jesus, who sets them free. What I want you to pick out from there is it's a free gift. It's a gift. God packaged himself in a gift. Now, it's important to know that the value of this gift upgrades and transforms the receiver. The value of this gift that we have received upgrades and transforms the receiver. I wasn't worth it, but when I received the gift of salvation, that gift qualified me. The gift qualified me, and the gift is not on my wrist. The gift is not packed outside. The gift is not on my neck. The gift is not packed at home. It's not on a shelf. The gift is not carved on my body on a wood. The gift is inside of me. The gift is a person, and his name is Jesus. I have the gift of God on the inside of me. And because I have that gift of God on the inside of me, I can only dispense godly gifts. I can only dispense godly things. Because I have the gift of God in me, I am redeemed. Because the Redeemer is inside of me. Because I have the gift in me, I am the righteousness of God. Because the righteous one is inside of me. Because I have the gift, I am the healed. Because the healer is inside of me. Because I have the gift, I am forgiven. Because the forgiver is inside of me. Because I have the gift, I am blessed. Because the blessing is inside of me. The gift is not outside. Salvation is not outside. It's right on my inside. And because the gift is valuable, my life is valuable. Hey, someone is not getting it. You're not getting it. Because the gift is valuable, my life is valuable. My life is premium. My life is priceless. My life is precious. Why? Because the gift has made me premium. The gift has made me priceless. The gift now makes me precious. Say, I am premium. I am priceless. I am precious. Because of the gift. The gift is on the inside. What does word of wisdom to someone in here today? You have cleaned enough. You have washed his clothes enough. You have cooked for him enough. Those things are not placing any value on your life. Can I repeat that again? Word of wisdom to someone in here today. You have cooked for him enough. That's not where your value is. You have washed for him enough. That will not make him commit. That will not make him say, I do. You have done that enough. It is time to look at yourself and say, no, I am premium. I am priceless. I am precious. Hey, Batoskiba, I know who I am. God has prepared a king for me, and he's coming my way. Sister, you're a queen. You're not a nobody. You're not a nobody. You are a queen. You're a daughter, a child of God, a son of the Most High. He has prepared a son for you because you are premium. You are precious. You are priceless. Someone say, I'm premium. I'm precious. I'm priceless. Glory to God. So good, so good. The gift has transformed the receiver. So good. The gift has transformed the receiver. Commander Vede. Have you seen someone with, you know, driving a G63? Not dressed like it, but he's driving it. Not dressed like it. Doesn't look like it, but he's driving a G63. When he packs, you will give him audience. Why? Because there's a gift that has upgraded him. I don't know why. I this is not even the core of the message, but I can't seem to leave this place. The gift has upgraded the receiver. So he comes down. You're like, this guy here no look like Amo. But he packed that G-Wagon, G63, black, coffee brown interior. D.I., you know there's a way Mercedes smell. You know there's a Mercedes smell. So he does not look like it. But when he comes out, you can smell that Mercedes. I am the field that the Lord has blessed. Because I smell like the field that the Lord has blessed. I might not look like it, but I have the gift. I might not look like it, but I smell like the gift. And because I have the gift, I am the giver. I try to move. I got the gift in me. I got the gift in me. I am premium, priceless, precious. I am valuable. I am valuable. My value is not premised on what you think about me. You might not like me, but that does not reduce the value in me. I'm a competele. When you see me, you might not greet me, but that does not reduce the value that I carry. Hey, I have God on my inside, and that has upgraded my life. Someone shout glory. Ah, we gotta move. We gotta move. We gotta move. My God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But religion will tell you, salvation, you gotta pay some acceptance fee. You need to pay something. That's what a service fee. God bless you. And you see, let me tell you something. It's not their fault. Na you kosam. It's not their fault. We cost it. Because for us, we want to have some level of control. It's called the human clutch. It's called the human clutch. You know the human clutch. We want to have some. And I used to be like that, you know. If you tell me I'm going to do it, I say, okay. Well, how? How? How will you do? I want to know the how. I don't want to leave my faith in your hands. I want to have an idea. How are you going to do it? How we go run now? You say you will do it. Okay, that's good. But how will you do it? The leader of the Jew, Nico. How many of you know Pharisee Nico? He came to Jesus at night and he said, Jesus, how? How will it be? How? 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 A lot of us ask that question. How? And so, the religious people know that prayer is not enough for you. They know that the word is not enough for you. They know you want something you can hold. They know you want something you can lay hold to. So they tell you, that human clutch, something you can hold on to. So they tell you, okay, I will pray. But after the prayers, you know, you will need to sow a seed. Because they see that you want to get involved. They see that you want to be a part of it. You don't want it to be said that, oh, the pastor prayed or God did it. You don't want it to be on God. You want to still have control. It can't be on God alone. It has to be God and me. Jesus plus something. I need to hold something. That traditional, you know, mindset. That, you know, herbalist mindset. You know, I still need something. I pray for me. I don't have a problem with prayer. But give me something. Something. Give me a mantle. Give me a handkerchief. Give me an oil. You know, prayer is good, but I want something I can hold. So when I get up, I can't see prayer. I want something I can see. You know, can you carve it somewhere? Can you do something? But give me something. I want to have control. So they've seen that. That's why they now add other things. So if you come to a church and the pastor prays for you, or after preaching, he says, take this small tortoise. You say, oh no, that wasn't a church. Right? But when you come and after preaching, he says, sow $1,000. Ah, that's money now. Let me, a dangerous seed, you know, I need to add something. This thing that has happened here. I was telling the pastors in the office, I say, thank God for our pastor. Thank God for our man of God. Because, hey, oh my God, what we experience here every Wednesday and Sunday. If he were a con man, you'll see the palpable power and presence we feel here every Sunday. How many of you were here on Wednesday? Please, if you've never been to any of our Wednesday services, you are missing out. Wednesday was so strong and powerful. The anointing was so strong. Imagine at that service, he just says, oh, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. How many of you are ready with $1,000 just keen to what is happening here right now? You don't need to go 5,000, just 1,000. Stay at $1,000. And people will troop out. Why? Because we want control. You know, it wasn't just Jesus. I added my money. $1,000 was there. Ah, that's how much we devalue what we have. How much we devalue what we have. So they tell you you are saved, but you need to provoke God with a dangerous seed. Mobilize God. They tell you you are saved, but you need to ask God for forgiveness. You need to ask God for forgiveness. You are saved, but you still need deliverance. You need to be delivered, but you are saved. So you need to be, you need to deliver Jesus out of you. Because let's go back a bit. What made you saved? The gift, right? And the gift is a person. He's on the inside of you. So when someone says, come for deliverance, what are they planning to do? To remove the gift that is inside of you. To expel the gift. That's what they plan to do. When they say, come for deliverance, you are delivering someone from something that's oppressing them or influencing them or on the inside of them, right? But you have Jesus in the inside of you. You have the gift on the inside of you. He's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. They tell you, you are saved, but we need to deal with some foundation issues. Household demons. We need to deal with some household powers. These are the powers that has held your parents, your father and mother. We need to deal with your father's side and then deal with your mother's side. But what happens to your side? You don't get side? You don't get side? Why is it only father and mother? We need to deal with, you know, these bad patterns. We see a pattern. You know, someone was saying is near success syndrome. It's a pattern. I see that when you are coming, the thing will go back. You take two steps forward and you take 10 backwards. You know, they package these things, and when you hear it, fear. And once fear gets in, whatever they say, you do. But we know through scriptures that that's not true. I'm no more on my father's side. I'm no more on my mother's side. I'm now on the Lord's side. The blood that runs through my vein is not the blood of my father or mother. It is the blood of Jesus, because the gift is on the inside of me. If you miss nothing, don't miss that part. The gift is on the inside of you, and whatever the gift has is on the inside of you. So if there's deliverance in the gift, I got delivered. If there's healing in the gift, I am healed. If there's power in the gift, I got the power. Hallelujah. Gift is on the inside. It's on the inside. I don't have to give anything. You know, I remember a story while I was meditating on this message. I had a friend in school called Sonny, Igbo boy. So one day we took Sonny's bike out. We were three of us. And then the other guy damaged his bicycle. Okay? So, and when I saw it, I screamed. I said, ah, he was the only one that had a bicycle in our clique, our friends, you know, group of friends. It was only one that had a bicycle. We didn't. Very good bicycle. So when the guy damaged the bicycle, I screamed. I said, ah, Sonny, your dad will deal with you. Your papa will kill you. Sonny laughed. Sonny said, I drive my dad's car. He said, I drive my dad's car. And the other day, I bashed his car. And my dad didn't say anything. Are you getting it? Say, I drove my dad's car the other day and I bashed the car and he didn't do anything. So what is bicycle? What is bicycle? And as at then, we could not even relate, because papa no get car, we no get bicycle. So how do we relate? So it didn't make any sense. We all said, oh, your papa gudo and all of that. That was all we could say, because it didn't make, I don't have a bicycle. My dad has no car, so you know what you're saying. But now I understand better, because the value that we have in Christ, the person of Christ, cannot be compared to your deliverance, cannot be compared to finances, cannot be compared to your freedom. Christ is greater than these things. And here's the good part, because we have Christ in us, we have these things. We have these things. We have these things. What are these things we have in Christ? Hebrews 6 verse 9. Hebrews 6 9. It says, but beloved, we are persuaded. better things, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation. There are things that accompany salvation. Salvation is not empty. Salvation is like a big box. In that box, you know you received the gift, right? Church, are you following me? You know you received the gift, right? In that gift box, you have everything you need for life and godliness. In that gift box, you have everything. Your salvation is that gift box. There's deliverance in that box. Your healing is right here in the box. Your babies are here in the box. The right man for you, here in the box. Your promotion, here in the box. But I want to emphasize that these things that we have in salvation are predominantly things of eternal value. Can you repeat after me? Say, things of eternal value. Let's do a bit of study. Romans 8, our text for this message. Romans 8, 32. He says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If I bashed his car, what is a bicycle that he can't give me? Do you understand? Hey, can we continue? Can we continue? I want to. No, take it back. Take it back up to 29. Help me, media. Kabalodesh. He said, for whom he did foreknow, he also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now give me 30. It says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. So can you see the things we have in salvation? Number one, he said we were predestinated and conformed to the image of his son. So there's predestination, there's sonship, right? And then he said we are called. Then he said we are justified. Then he said we are what? Glorified. So in the gift box of salvation, you have what? Predestination. You have what? Sonship. We are what? Called. We are what? Justified. We are what? Glorified. Now, the glory that we have in salvation is the same glory that Jesus has. The glory of the resurrected Christ. The same glory. So, as he is glorified, so are you. The glory we have is not, you know, some people say, you are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any. No, I share the same glory that Christ has. The same glory. The glory of the glorified, of the resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is so good. 2 Peter 1:3. 2 Peter 1:3. We're going to read the next, but I want to go to 2 Peter, then we'll come back to Romans. 2 Peter. It says, according as his divine power. So I still want us to see the things that are in that box of salvation. According to his divine power, had given us all what? All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory. All things. We have all things. All things. All things. Give me Ephesians 1 from 3 to 7. Message translation. Ephesians 1, 3 to 7. Oh, this is good. It says, now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ. Next verse. It says, saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. It's God's gift from start to finish. I have no role to play in salvation. I have no role to play. You have no role to play in it. It is God's gift from what? From start to finish. Continue, please. We're going to verse 7. He says, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a loved gift. Remember that gift. Every spiritual blessing has been lavished upon us as a loved gift from our wonderful heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. All because he sees us wrapped in Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. Hallelujah. He says, and we chose And he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself even before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us so that we will be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained innocence. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his children, delightful children, though through our union with Jesus, the anointed one, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us will glorify his grace. For the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Hallelujah. It brings him great pleasure. Great pleasure. I wanted us to please give me the KJV so that we'll list all those benefits. All the benefits. Give me KJV. Okay, keep going. Verse 4. So he had chosen us before the foundation of the world that we should be. Can you see the first one is what? Chosen. The second one is what? Holy. And the third one is blameless. So say, I am holy. I am chosen. First one, I am holy. I am blameless. Give me the next one. It says, having predestined us unto adoption. I'm a son. I'm adopted. Hallelujah. That's the fourth one. It says, according to the good pleasure of his will. Next verse. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted. So I'm accepted in the beloved. These are all the benefits in the gift box of salvation. Next verse. He said, in whom we have what? Redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. So all these things are in the gift box of salvation. Now go back to Romans. Give me Romans. I love this. Give me Romans. It says, no, give me from 29. He said, for whom he did foreknow. This is a little bit of teaching. We're going to get into it now. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also predestinate to be conformed. So we have predestination. We are conformed to his image. We are sons. That he might be the first among many brethren. Keep going. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called. So we have the third one. We are called. And then, whom he called, he also what? Justified. Whom he justified, he's also what? Glorified. The next verse. What shall we then say to these things? What are these things? Called, adopted, justified, redeemed, glorified, predestinated, redemption, right? Forgiveness, chosen. These are all these things. He said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, if God has packaged us like this, if the gift has transformed us like this, if the gift is on my inside and the gift has upgraded me like this, who and what can be against me? No condemnation can stand against me. No condemnation can stand against me. No power of hell can stand against me. No lie of the devil can stand against me. Because I have these things. Remember the things I've taken time to explain to you. These are things of eternal value. But salvation didn't just stop there. Because in salvation is my blessing. So I don't just have redemption, forgiveness, justification, glorification. I also got balleries in salvation. That means I'm blessed in salvation. That means the works of my hands are blessed in salvation. That means I have my desired man and woman, husband and wife. That means I have my children in salvation. That means my business blossoms in salvation. That means I am blessed because the blessing is Jesus, and Jesus is on the inside of me. Someone shout glory! Hallelujah. So the question is, what do we bring to the table? If salvation is all God's doing, if I have no part to play in it, if it's God's work from start to finish, what do I have to play? What role do I have to play? I have three important or key points this afternoon to share with you. The first one is believe. Say believe. Please, may I help me with my slide. Believe. He said, believing is what you bring to the table. Believing. That's what you bring to the table. So what do I bring to the table? You know, when a man and woman are, you know, the talking stage, like Pilan said it. At the talking stage, you ask the babe, what are you bringing to the table? Or what do you have to offer? Hey, this is so good. In this relationship with God and man, God is the offering and the offerer. Oh, Shabala de Kedes. Oh, someone, you didn't hear that. In this relationship, God is the offering and the offerer and the offeree. He is. I have no part to play in it. All I do is just sit down and enjoy. All I do is just believe and enjoy. Believe and enjoy. Give me Ephesians 2. Oh, this is so good. Ephesians 2 from verse 7, MSG. It says, now God has made us where he wants us with all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us. Next verse. It says, saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him. So all we do is believe. That's all we do. That's all we do. Believe in this relationship. That's what I bring to the table. Believe. In Acts chapter 16, 20, 30 to 31, the Bible says, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said unto him, believe. That's all you have to do. Believe. That's what I bring to the table. I believe that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I believe that I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I believe that I'm the beloved of Abba. I believe that all my sins are forgiven. I believe. That's all I do. I believe that I'm passionately loved by God. I believe that I'm powerfully helped by God. I believe I'm kept and protected by God. I believe I am never stranded. That's all you do. That's all you have to do. Believe in what has been done for you. I don't know why it's so hard for us to believe these days. It's so hard for us to believe. But that's all God demands of you. That's all God demands of us, to believe. Believe in what he has done in Christ. Believe in what we have in Christ. Believe that the gift is on the inside of us. Hallelujah. That's all we do. That's all we do. Oh, and this is so good. I love this part. The blessing precedes your believing. The blessing precedes your believing. That means God is not saying, okay, when she believes, then I will do it. God is not saying, okay, let's hold on. When we see that she now believes, then we'll work it out. No. The blessing precedes believing. God, the Bible said, and God gave. For God so loved the world that he what? He gave his only son, that whosoever believes. So before our believing, there was a giving. God had already given himself before the believing. So God is not waiting on you to believe for him to perform or for him to give. God has given already. He's all for you. So all you have to do is believe. Believe. Someone say, I'm a believer. You got to say like you mean it. Say, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Oh, this is so good. That means the blessing came before the curse. Oh, Shabbadadia. That means grace came before sin. That means my healing came before the disease and sickness. This is so good. I wish someone can get it tonight, this afternoon. I wish someone can get it. God had finished the work already. He had finished the work already. He's not waiting for us to get ready. He's done it already. Hallelujah. He's done it already. This is so good. So good. He's done it already. You know, the Bible said, is it Mark? He said, whatsoever ye desire in prayer. He said, ask, right? He said, can you help me with that scripture? He said, whatsoever ye desire when you pray. He said what? Believe. Believe. Whatsoever you desire when you pray. That means, oh, this is good. That means we don't produce anything when we pray. Prayer does not manufacture anything. I know that is shattering someone's religious mindset and walls. We don't produce anything in the place of prayer. No. 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 Prayer is for your good. Prayer does not benefit God. Do you know that?
Oh.
Prayer, your prayer, Sama, your prayer does not benefit God. It doesn't add to the power of God. Say, now that I've prayed, I've recharged God. I've empowered God through my prayers. I've equipped God with my prayers. Now God is ready to shower me with blessings. I've charged him. Spent that 40 days and 40 nights. I've empowered God to bless me. Now, no, your prayer does not add anything to God. What your prayer does is it works on your consciousness. It works on your consciousness. It works on the flesh. It works. Prayer aligns you to the mind and will of God. It brings you from that side. Prayer brings you until you are aligned. It deals with the flesh. That's what prayer does. So we don't produce or manufacture anything in the place of prayer. That's why I said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe. Tell someone, I believe. That's all we bring. I believe. I have to run. The next one is speak. The next point is speak. The things we bring on the table. The next one is speak. Oh, I love this part. When you walk into a restaurant, oh, Shabadegede. When you walk into a restaurant, you are given a menu. Or you see a menu on the table, right? When you walk into a restaurant, you see a menu on the table. Oh, give me that the picture of the menu. Give me the picture of the menu before we get into speak. This is the menu. The menu is what? The Bible. The menu is the Word of God. That's your menu. You are right now in the restaurant. You are in the restaurant of God. You are in the house of God where we cook. And listen, we are not cooking because he had cooked already. It's a finished work. He has finished cooking. So all we have to do is come in. But see, when you walk into the restaurant, a waiter will not come and just present you with eba or amalani wedu. They will not just come and present you with jollof rice, fried rice. No, there's a menu on the table. That's why there's a menu. So when you come, you can look through the menu and say, oh, okay, there are many things on this menu, but right now, for today, what I desire fried fish, I desire croaker fish, I desire. You begin to mark note the things you want from the menu. The menu is the Word of God. Ah, le bondo skopa. So when you hold the Word of God in your hand, you begin to tick the things you want. You say, I want this, I want that. It is for me. I want this, I want that. You call the waiter. After you have ticked the things on the menu, you begin to speak. Give me our second point. You speak. When you have ticked the things on the menu, you begin to speak. Because if you don't give a command, the waiters will not react. They will not respond. If you don't give a command, they will not respond. Now, what a lot of us do in the church is we come into the church and then we just sit down. We sit down. And then the waiters, who are the angels, the waiters are waiting. They're saying, oh, can she just give us a command? They're waiting. Can she just give us a command? Does she know we are here to serve her? Does he know we are here to serve him? We are just servants. We are waiting for order. We can't move because God is an orderly God. God is a God of structure. Nothing will happen until you begin to speak. So they are waiting. The menu is in your hand. The menu is in your hand. Can you begin to tick and speak? You will tick, I want my healing. And then you don't just tick it, you speak. You say, waiter, I heard from the menu that I've been healed. Now I enforce my healing. Go get my healing. I read from the menu that I've been redeemed. Then you take it. You ask them to go prepare it. Listen, until you speak, nobody will move to prepare. Until you speak, the kitchen will not bring what has been prepared. Until you speak, the kitchen will not serve you what is rightfully yours. So it's time to start speaking. Tell somebody, I gotta speak. And on this table, there are no table manners. On this table, there are no table manners. That means as I'm eating, I'm speaking. As I'm eating, I'm speaking. Hey, speaking is the only way I receive. Speaking is the only way I take. When I talk, I take. When I talk, I take. When I talk, I take. Hey, table etiquette will say, don't speak on the table. When you're eating, do not speak. But in the kingdom, our speaking is our eating. The more we speak, Ashabala Kondevede. In the kingdom, the more we speak, the more we take. The more we speak, the more we eat. They say a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Maybe you are not seeing these things because you've not been speaking. Maybe some aspect of your life you are struggling because you've not been speaking. Maybe some aspect of your life are suffering because you've not been speaking. Because until you give a command, you will not see. Until you give a command. God is not interested in how you eat. All he wants is for you to just eat. And on this table, we talk and eat. Oh, Shabalaga. I love this one. It says, faith is the currency of the kingdom. You've heard that before, right? Faith is the currency of the kingdom. But guess what? Speaking is how we spend. Speaking is how we spend. Speaking is how we spend. So if you want to spend, you speak. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am spending. I am the redeemed of the Lord. That's how I'm spending. I have my babies. I'm spending. Oh, we build our church. We are spending. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. No power of darkness can prevail against it. I have my promotion. You speak. Someone ready to speak this afternoon? Is someone ready to speak? I just give you a few minutes right now. Begin to speak. Barakate de bendesh. Makapale yeke parataya. Jepe kalamote seke palaya. Shama kopeteli abandos. Jebe kapale kamboto. Shamama kabeleya. Reke pataya labados. Jebe kete yeledesh. Jama mama makopolo yatas likapara katadash jebele kandos mato lokopala yada. The angels are activated by the word of God in your mouth. So when you speak, you get your angels walking. Sit down briefly. We're going to close now. The third one is receive. Tell someone, I have it. Oh, you gotta say it like you really have it. Tell someone, I have it. Say it like you mean it. Say, I have it. I have it. Hey, that place we read, where it said, when you pray, it said, believe that you have it. That's what that place is saying. It said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye have received them. Believe that you have it. So it starts with believe. And because I believe, I speak. And when I speak, I take. I take. I take. I take. Can you give us our text? Take it from 25. This is so good. Oh, Shabelegendos. Oh, brahash kataliada. You know what a lot of us do is we stop at believing. That's what we do. We stop at believing. But God told me, believing is not enough. Yeah, you don't stop at believing. Because see, when I give you, please come. When I give him this gift box of salvation, right? Remember our gift box of salvation, right? When I give him this gift box, when he received it, he believed, rather. He believed, right? That's why he has it. He received it. Now, for him to experience the things that are in this gift box, I'm not the one that will give it to him. Did you get that? What we do in the place of prayer is that we pray. And then we want God to come and give you. But he's saying you have it already. You have the gift box already. So all I have to do, all he has to do is what? What do you want? What do you want this week? Take. No, I'm asking you. Car, see this guy. What do you want this week? Take it. Take it. Who wants healing? You take. Who wants promotion? You take. Who wants deliverance? You take. Who wants a breakthrough? You take. That's lambano. We are not waiting for God to give. God is not giving you. You are taking because you have it already. Someone is not getting it. You have it already. You have it already. You have it already. It's yours for the taking. It's yours for the taking. You don't negotiate. You don't negotiate. You lampano. You take. You take what is yours already. Give me a text. Woo, Shabale Kondovos. Give me a text. 25, yes. His hand, there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. Such a long time to suffer. Such a long time to suffer. I don't know this afternoon how long you've been going through that pain, that challenge, that situation, that difficulty. By the Spirit of God, I hear it has lingered enough. And today marks the end of it. In the name of Jesus. Please, thank you. Thank you, brother. Today marks the end of it. Today marks the end of that challenge. In the name of Jesus, as you walk out of this place, you have your answers. As you walk out of this place, you have your testimony. As you walk out of this place, you have the evidence. In the name of Jesus. Next verse. And who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians, charlatans, they've used her. She has spent all that she had. Sow this seed. Give that. Do this. Without the gospel, results zero. No evidence to show for it. Give me the next verse. It says she had heard the reports. Just like you're hearing today. The report. Just like you're hearing. Because once the gospel is preached, faith is produced. Once you hear the gospel, the message of grace produces the required faith toward to lambano. It produces the required faith to receive. So she had heard the report. She had heard the message. She has heard that Jesus went about every city healing and doing good. She heard that. And that brought faith into her heart. Can we continue? It says, for she kept saying, did you see that? The gospel is preached. Faith comes. Through faith, she believed. Now from believing, she started what? 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 Don't be that child that does not speak. God wants you to speak. This week, keep speaking. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. No matter the challenge, no matter what you're faced with, keep speaking. In Job 22, we found out that the humble man is the one that is speaking. And listen, listen. You can only see result when you speak from the menu. It's not every speaking that produces result. You don't speak fear and expect to see result. You don't speak failure and expect to see result. So I don't know what you're speaking, but I have good news for you. We have better things to speak about. Just look into the menu. We have better things to speak about. So this week, as you have the menu with you, just speak. She kept speaking. She kept speaking. She kept speaking. Hey, listen, listen. Bring it down. The Spirit of God is saying, go back. Go back to that site. Go back to that site and speak. I don't know who that word is for. Maybe you're online. The Lord is saying, go back to that site. That site has been dormant. And it looks as if nothing can walk there again. The Bible says the word is in your mouth. Go back there and speak. Begin to speak. Speak life into that project. Speak life into that project. He said, and she keeps saying, if only I touch his garment, I shall be restored. She already knew the outcome. From speaking, she knew the outcome. Hey, my God. My God, she had not seen it, but she knew that from speaking, because I am speaking the word of God, I know that this word cannot fail. I know someone, you have to know today, you have to know from speaking, I know I have it. Woo, Shabale Kata, I have it. It says, what's the next? Can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. No, third service, you can do better. 1, 2, 3, go. Come on, you can do better. And what? Listen, someone is waiting for end of the month. You're waiting for that, your small salary. God is saying, and immediately. And immediately. Oh, you got that. You got that. You got that. You got that. You are waiting for that, your small salary. You think God wants to use that, your small salary. God is saying, and immediately. And immediately, I have better things. And immediately, and immediately, and immediately. It's not happening month end. It's happening now already. When I told you to say I have it, I wasn't kidding. I wasn't joking. Look at someone and say, I have it. I have it. I have it. And immediately, the flow of blood dried up at the source. And suddenly, she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment. I have it. What did this woman do? She heard the gospel of God's grace. And then she believed. And then she began to speak. And then she received. She lambanoed. She took. I'm going to give you 1 minute to take this afternoon. I give you 1 minute to take this afternoon. Mana kepetele kabaratas, male kempragos kibala yade, shababa kalebetes, shamama kapali yande kotos, jebe pali yakados, meli braga songkopola, yebe kepatala baliatas, lipa panodos, jebe kepala yada, shamamo todos. Someone take what is yours. Someone take what is yours. It's available to you. It's available to you. It's available to you. Mane posh. Gebeda geda no duko shambala. Meya pato subabale. Lipara katong de debesh. Yababalade yako. Shenenenene kempedo, raka papa lebosh, yay papala. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I have it. 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 Woo! Bring it down. I'm done. So this week, I don't want you to go about saying I'm believing. You know that Christianese. You know that Christianese. When are you having your baby? I'm believing God. When are you getting this promotion? You've been overdue. I'm believing God. When are you buying your car? I'm believing God. No more believing. What do you say now? Church, what do you say now? Oh, I'm going to end with this. And then we'll take our offering. I have it. I don't know how many of you have been for. If you're on my WhatsApp, you see that in the past 2 weeks, I've been putting that up. I have it. I didn't even know this message. I didn't know I was going to preach. But since 2 weeks ago, I've been putting that up on my status. I have it. I have it. Because I know I've gone from believing to lambanoing. Listen, in the kingdom, we don't have a production problem. We have a consumption problem. We don't have a production problem because the work is already finished.